After 3 months in detention, the Sea Shepherd anti-whaling activist Peter Bethune will stand trial today in Tokyo on charges which could see him spend 15 years in prison. The New Zealander was detained after forcing his way on board a Japanese whaling ship in the Southern Ocean. He's facing a range of indictments, including assault causing harm, carrying a weapon, vandalism and trespass. The conviction rate in Japan is close to 100%, so Bethune's lawyer has told AM his client will concede many of the charges in an effort to get a suspended sentence. North Asia correspondent Mark Willacy reports from Tokyo.
It was the moment Peter Bethune's $3 million ship went to a watery grave. The collision between the high-speed powerboat, the Ardy Gill, and the Japanese whaling fleet's security ship, the Shonan Maru 2, cut the Sea Shepherd boat in two. The following month, 45-year-old Bethune scaled the Japanese ship from a jet ski and cut his way through an anti-boarding net. The New Zealander's mission was to present the captain with a bill for his boat and to make a citizen's arrest. He's been in Japanese custody ever since.
Well, I actually just saw him a couple hours ago and he is doing shockingly well.
Dan Harris is one of Peter Bethune's lawyers. The Seattle-based attorney is in Tokyo for the start of the Sea Shepherd activist's trial later today.
He's facing a charge of brandishing a knife. He's facing a trespassing charge and obstruction of a enterprise or business charge. Fourth and fifth charges are assault and injury to a person.
And if he is found guilty of all charges, what is the maximum jail term that he'll face?
I think I've read it could be 15 years, could be 25 years.
There are reports that he will plead guilty to all charges except the assault charges. As his lawyer, can you shed any light on that?
He is essentially going to concede many of the claims, but what we're going to be arguing is that, yes, he went on the vessel, big deal, come on. And with respect to the knife, simply that everybody at sea has a knife.
There are also reports that lawyers for Peter Bethune are trying to cut some sort of deal for a suspended sentence for your client. Is that something you can confirm or deny?
There's no attempt being made to cut a deal before the trial. As far as Pete Bethune getting a suspended sentence, that is exactly what we are shooting for.
Holding out for a suspended sentence could be optimistic. Japan has long accused Sea Shepherd of endangering the lives of its whalers, and the Bethune case is widely seen as Tokyo's chance to make an example of one of the group's activists. For its part, the country's scientific whaling body, the Institute for Cetacean Research, even calls Sea Shepherd a bunch of dangerous terrorists. It turned down our offers of an interview to discuss the case, as did the Japanese Fisheries Agency, the Japanese Fisheries Minister, and the Japanese Foreign Minister. This is Mark Willacy in Tokyo for AM.